Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 17, 1806. Comerwell makes a visit. The Indians frequently come to visit during the winter, usually bringing berries, roots, and fish to sell to the captains for blue beads. On occasion, they have otter pelts to sell. The captains are especially enamored of these pelts, but the price is generally so high that no deal can be made. A much-published painting of Lewis in a cape decorated with otter shows how elegant this fur is. Today, Captain Clark writes about the trading for food and skins.
This morning we were visited by Comerwell and seven of the Clatsops, our nearest neighbors, who left us this evening. They brought with them some roots and berries for sale, of which they disposed of very few, as they asked for them such prices as our stock and trade would not license in giving. The chief Comerwell gave us some roots and berries, for which we gave him in return a moccasin awl and some thread. The latter he wished for the purpose of making a skimming net. One of the party was dressed in three very elegant sea otter skins, which we very much wanted. For these we offered him many articles, but he would not dispose of them for any other consideration but blue beads. Of those we had only 6 fathoms left, which being 4 less than his price for each skin, he would not exchange, nor would a knife or any other equivalent in beads of any other color answer his purpose. Those coarse blue beads are their favorite merchandise, and are called by them Teocomashuk, or chief beads. The best wampum is not as much esteemed by them as the indifferent beads. Sent Coulter out to hunt. He shortly afterward returned with a deer. Venison is a rarity with us. We have not had none for some weeks. Drewyer set out on a hunting expedition. One man went with him. He intends to hunt elk and trap the beaver. Captain William Clark, January 17, 1806.
Earlier in the winter, there were many elk and food was not a problem. Now the animals are scarce. If it were not for the Indians selling roots and berries, the party would have gone hungry more than once. The game is at a great distance from the fort, the weather is not conducive to preserving the meat, and as the season progressed, game fell into even shorter supply. Just before the corps started for home, the elk had retreated to their summer range in the mountains. Looking back on the expedition later in his life, Clark wrote,
"We were too poor to purchase other food from the Indians, so that we had sometimes reduced, notwithstanding all the efforts of our hunters, to a single day's provision in advance."
Tomorrow, Indian Homes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.